Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and today is going to be an open mic day. I purposefully didn't schedule any guests because there were some things that I wanted to share with you, but telephone lines are going to be open for the entire hour. So here are the telephone numbers you'll be able to call into at any time during this next hour. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, our direct line is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And also we have another direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And you can call in any time during this hour because it is an open mic day. I wanted to share some thoughts with you today, since we do not have a guest. And one of the thoughts is by Michael Ray. And Michael Ray is a social psychologist. And he made this statement: in some magical way, by slowing down, you become more efficient, productive, and energetic, focusing without distraction directly on the task in front of you. Now, let me read that again. By slowing down, you become more efficient, productive, and energetic, focusing without distraction directly on the task in front of you. And when I saw that quote, I really had to pay attention. And I'll tell you why. I am just as guilty as anybody else of multitasking to the point of extreme. And often what will occur is that there is a level of frustration that comes in. And then what comes out of your mouth is, oh, I'm just so overwhelmed. I've got so much to do. How am I ever going to get it done? Well, it was last year when I was interviewing someone on my show, and I don't recall who the guest was at the moment, but some words were very, very much sticking in my mind. And that is that if you say to yourself, I have time to get everything done that needs to be done, it works. You have the time to get everything done that needs to be done. So frequently, I think, if you're anything like me, you get so busy being busy because that's what you think you're supposed to do, that you think you won't get stuff done in a timely, orderly manner. And I'm not saying it isn't good to be organized, and I'm not saying you don't respond promptly to things, but there are cycles, and I know they've hit my life, where I just go, I don't think I'm even going to be able to breathe. There's just so much to take care of. And when you take the time to slow down, take that time to meditate, take the time to maybe just walk away from the computer, take a walk around the block, take the time to just slow down. It often enables you, especially if you're tired. You ever get so tired, you just get irritable, and people will go, ooh, got to stay with that person. Well, when you're tired, that's what can happen. So if you just slow down and make sure you get your rest, you're going to get a heck of a lot more done. I remember my husband telling me many, many years ago that someone gave him a lesson, and it was an executive of a very, very successful company, and the man was taking like 3 months a year off. And my husband asked me, he said, how in the world can you take 3 months a year off? That seems just incredible to me. And the man said he had learned that he was able to get more done when he took breaks for himself. And he said, I'll come back refreshed. I will come back aware of what I need to organize, what I need to do. And he said, when I take the time for myself, then I'm able to come back and really get a lot more done, more efficiently, and more effectively. And I think, again, that's what Michael Ray was trying to suggest. And one of the reasons I chose that comment is because one of my favorite people is Wally Amos. He's been a guest, and of course, so many know him as Famous Amos. And he now is the proud founder of Wally's Muffin Company and so many wonderful things that he's involved with. He's a man that's just a good example for all of us. He's weathered all kinds of adversity and has ended up with that level of success that is his right to enjoy because he's earned it. But there was an article that he wrote, and I just thought it dovetailed quite nicely with Michael Ray's quote. And Wally said, "We've got to focus on what really matters." And he himself was going through a period of introspection. And he has a friend named Barbara. And he said he had been sort of trying to figure out what really matters in life. Now, she said, "This is something that I want to share with you." And she gave it to Wally so that he could share it with anybody and everybody, which he did in an article. And Barbara said while officiating a track and field meet at a school in Rochester, New York, she watched a talented young triple jumper take off from a tow board and suffer the most awful accident. It was horrific. There was a noise like gunshots, and she just fell forward in agony. She fell onto the runway. Her leg was destroyed and useless. This runner just was totally immobilized on the runway for nearly an hour until they could get her to the hospital. Now, for her, she had unbelievable pain, and this was a tragic event, very traumatic, that changed the course of her life forever. Any dreams that she may have had, they were gone. And for everyone else, all of the other athletes and personnel that witnessed it, it was a real shocking reminder of how fragile life is. One moment, youth and strength, and the next, mortality. Now, Barbara said she was really struck by the courage of this youngster to remain calm, although she was in excruciating pain. Now, later on, Barbara was told this young lady had surgery and had to remain in the hospital a few more days. And the sharp noises Barbara had heard were that her Achilles tendon snapped, then her femur fractured. And she said, "I have been involved in for 25 years in track and field, and I've never witnessed such a thing." She said, realistically, this young woman would never again participate at full capacity as an athlete. So what this young woman will have to do is apply her character and abilities to other pursuits. Now, what Barbara did, she sent her a card and a book to wish her well. She said, now, this is the coincidental part. Barbara suddenly experienced extreme pain in her leg. She was sent immediately to the hospital for surgery on a massive, life-threatening blood clot in her leg. And she said her life path, too, is forever altered. She said, "I was reminded each day and each hour of the wonder and gratitude that I should have about each moment of my life. And now I've got to be wise in how I live my life." She said, later, "I had further news of unfavorable hospital test results, which momentarily unfocused my attitude. Once again, I was reminded of what matters, and the mail brought this incredible thank you note from the athlete I had sent the note and book to." This is what the athlete wrote to Barbara. "Wow, your gift caught me off guard because I wasn't expecting it. Thank you so much. My leg is getting better every day, and I cannot wait to walk again. The fact that you didn't even know me, but saw all of these positive qualities in me and thought enough about me to send me a card and a book is really touching, and it's inspiring me to do bigger and better things. As long as there are people like you in the world, I know I'll be okay. I have been walking. They told me 6 to 8 weeks. I did it in 5. Barbara's comment was that this outstanding young woman has all the elements for success in life, an indomitable spirit, talent, and excellent skills and literacy. Above all, she said, this athlete had awareness of others outside of herself. What more could we ask for in the younger generation? Barbara said to Wally, "I'm having a positive day. remembering what matters. And I think that that is so very important. And it's so easy to get up, caught up in so many little things. A long time ago, someone taught me to, whenever I got frustrated, to remember a couple of statements. One is, "And this too shall pass." And the other is it really going to count 100 years from now? And believe it or not, when you have those statements, when they're sort of put in your mental file cabinet, and you open that drawer whenever you need it of recall, it helps to put you into a perspective. So if you're feeling like your life is on a loop-de-loop, and you just don't know that you're ever going to get out of that loop-de-loop, take a deep breath. Take time to slow down. Take time to appreciate where you are. Wally Amos's friend Barbara, she took the time after situations that happened with her. And you know, I've heard that story from a lot of people. Whether it's been a near-death experience, a serious accident, the death of a loved one, the loss of an animal, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Life happens. And many times we don't have control over what happens. We can have control, like that young athlete, over our attitudes and what we do with where we are and what we have. That is significant. That makes a difference. Donna Sebo here. This is an open mic day. If you would like to give me a call, hey, telephone lines are open for the entire hour. Telephone number to call into if you're in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And if you're a first-time listener to the show, we're so glad you've joined us, and we're delighted that you're becoming a part of the BBSRadio.com family. We just are thrilled with how we have more and more people that are listening, and we are delighted to be able to share the airwaves with you. So pass the news along. We are happy to do that. Now, if we know when you're calling in, if you've never done it before, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. I do want to mention a fabulous event is coming up in the first 3 weekends of August. This is an event I've participated in for so many years, and I just love it. It's the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. So if you are in the state of Washington, if you are a person in another part of the country, you want to attend a Renaissance event, if that's a passion for you, you're not going to want to miss this. People from all over the country are coming in to attend this marvelous event because its reputation is just phenomenal. Now, this event, the Renaissance Fantasy Fair, is being held the 4th, 5th, 11th, 12th, 18th, 19th of August. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The location is Mentor Creek Ranch at 10215 State Road 302 in Gig Harbor. And it is awesome. You walk into a world of magic and wonder when you enter the castle gates. Then this is so much fun, and you get to dress up. You're going to have an opportunity. If you wanted to rent a costume, you can do that. All of us that participate in the Renaissance Fantasy Fair are in costume. I get dressed like a queen for 3 weekends, and it is so much fun. But you can come in as a beggar, as a peasant. You can dress in so many different ways, and it is marvelous. The kids love it. This is family entertainment, first class. And tell your neighbors, tell your friends, come along, go to their website, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair.com website, Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair.com website, and you'll be able to see what the costs are, the special packages and passes that they have for families, for groups, for individuals. It is a must see, a must participate in event. It is just a blast. And I'm going to be there. I'll have a booth right there on Main Street, and I will look forward to having you come by and say hello. Again, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, the first 3 weekends of August. There's also information in my newsletter that you will be able to have access to. 877-876-5227 is the USA number, 888-815-9756 for Canadians, or 530-876-3222 if you would like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. $2 bills. I very rarely see them, and a friend gifted me with one not too long ago. However, in 2004, the United States Treasury produced 122 million of the notes. And last year, it made 230 million $2 bills. Now, they honestly don't know why people love the $2 bill. Historically, given its change as racetracks, strip clubs, and because it bears the face Thomas Jefferson's Monticello estate, there's a little bit of trivia regarding this. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak carries sheets of them. Can you imagine that? And now there's a $2 bill project. You can go to a website, $2bills.tripod.com. That's $2bills.tripod, T-R-I-P-O-D.com. They want people to request the bills at banks on the second of each month and circulate them. Why? The people that run this site say it will make shopping more convenient and wallets less cluttered. This is an idea about currency, or some people are wondering if it possibly could be related to inflation. So I just wanted to share that little bit of something with you. It's really fun when you come across one because you don't expect it. As many as they've got made, I think I've only seen two since the first of the year. So there's a lot of people out there actively saving them as well. Donna Siebel here, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 if you would like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. All I need from you is your first name or initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything you like. It's summertime. And for those of us who live in the far northern areas of the United States, we're so accustomed to gray and grim and dim during the long winter months. When the sun comes out, believe me, if you've ever had a SAD disorder, it's gone within 30 seconds because of the sunshine. Well, one of the most popular places you can ever go to during the summer months is the beach. I remember when I was growing up in California, the beach was always the main destination for just about everybody. And there's a good reason for it. It is absolutely healthy for you. There's something about it, and I've got some information regarding the beach and as to why it is so healthy for you. You know, people that live in Hawaii, their lifespans are really quite a bit longer. One of the reasons being is that people are out of doors so much. The weather is temperate pretty much all year round, and it's comfortable. The temperatures are just pretty much the same all year round. And then you've got that wonderful ocean that people can swim in, and it's just an environment that encourages physical activity and sort of eating the lighter fare, and you just feel good. It just really is a place people love to go to. And I know that when it comes to Alaskans, that has always been one of their favorite sites because they get so much sun. Well, why is that so important? When people listen to the water, when they listen to the waves, there's something about just watching and listening to the waves that reduces blood pressure. They found that the crashing of waves lulls people into a hypnotic state. It actually alters the brain waves, lowering the blood pressure, lowering stress, and making it the most calming sound in all nature. I know we've got a caller, but I want to finish these thoughts. It's called a white noise, and that white noise puts you into a state of calm. And there's a Dr. Harper, he said, the sound of waves is like a natural morphine. Now, if you're living someplace where you can't get to the beach, buy a CD. Buy an audio tape. Buy something where you can listen to this wonderful sound and you just relax. Great for meditation, too. Let's go to our first caller today. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Rosemary. Chicago.
Hi, Rosemary in Chicago. I know it's toasty there.
It's wonderful. It's one of those days where you're looking up at the sky and giant clouds are just going across, and it's just... You remember when you were a kid and you used to lay in the grass and say, oh, that's a puppy, that's a...
Yes, I still do that, by the way.
Okay.
I haven't grown up. I still do that. And every once in a while when we're traveling, if we're in the car, I'll say, you know, that cloud up there looks like a dragon. Yeah, that one. No, no, no. My husband and I played a game for him. It's a great game. And children. Well, I guess I'll never grow up. Of course, my husband always says I'm more like a five-year-old, but he lowered my status to a four-year-old the other day.
Mm.
But
well, I looked at someone once and I said, contrary to popular belief, I have never killed off my inner child.
You don't want to.
No.
When you stop using your imagination,
mm-hmm.
when you stop having that wonderful side of yourself that creates the awe that allows you to make things bigger and better, allows you to get out of the box of life. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be ready to pass on, because I just think life's got so much to it. There's so many wondrous things to see. It's absolutely marvelous, and nature provides mm-hmm. some of the best. All right, Rosemary, let's get down to business with you, and the word of the day for you is business.
Mm-hmm.
You are in the process of really organizing some things. I find it very interesting, the pictures I'm getting in my mind with you, Rosemary. You are pretty clear about certain things that you know you need to phase out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing you methodically doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at you, it's as if I'm in your home, and it's like room by room by room. And you are amazing to me, because you are wise enough to maybe sit down and make a list and really take the time to make the list of what you know you need to shift out of your life, whether
mm-hmm.
it's mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. Doesn't make any difference. You're saying, this is what I need to do. And you're taking a very methodical approach to it. And you're not sweating the small stuff. So I have to say, congratulations. You do things in a very efficient way that I think is marvelous. But it's taken you a while to get there. And
yeah.
you've been under a lot of stress and a lot of pressure these last 5 years. However, what has happened over the last 2 to 3 months is that you have dumped it. This feeling of actually almost being like in an emotional vibe, and you're saying, I don't need this anymore. This is not going to be a part of my life. You
mm-hmm.
have managed to learn how to unscrew the vice, and you're saying, every once in a while, I start letting it get tight on me, but most of the time, I don't. And I want to say, this is really good. So though this year may not have ultra-phenomenal accomplishments, you are going to have so much done by the first of the new year, 2008. Your slate is clean. Then you're going to be able to take some of the plans that you have had on the side that have just been neatly filed away because it was inappropriate to try to move on them too soon. You're going to bring them right back into position.
Good.
And this is marvelous. This is really good. You've got a dynamic year here, and though there's not fireworks going off, you're really going to have a very strong sense of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a digestive situation with you that I think you need to pay attention to, and it could be something that's so simply remedied by just adding foods that have more enzymes in them and or adding a supplementation of enzymes to your
mm-hmm.
diet.
Megazyme or something from Young Living, probably?
Well, whatever it is. Check
yeah.
it out. You know, test some things out. To me, it's like your enzyme level for digestion in the body is sort of on the low side.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting stuff kicking back sometimes and saying, wow, this just didn't taste good to me. Well, there's a reason. Your body is needing some assistance.
Okay.
So it's real simple. It could be something so simple as having papaya, if you were able to have access to that.
Oh,
or
cool.
You know, just getting enzymes from the health food store.
Bromelain, whatever is necessary.
Whatever works for you, and you'll be able to figure out what you want will be best.
Ooh, enough papaya this time of year.
Cool. What did you want to ask me today?
Pardon?
What did you want to ask me today?
Just really concerned about business. I'm concerned because I just quietly and quite reverently have closed the door on several incredibly time-consuming relationships and said enough.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean I don't love. It means that I have things to do.
Right.
And wanted to confirm with you. I had talked to you with you a while ago, and you had said I would be getting a laptop computer.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends walked into my office and said, I'm gifting you with a laptop computer.
How fabulous. Wonderful.
The universe is wonderful.
Surprises you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I know it does me. Just when I think something may not pop into place, bingo.
Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing. So I think that this is marvelous. This is marvelous. And again, you're being very methodical about what you're doing. And that is excellent.
Well, there has to be a foundation, and this is what I'm looking at. And the foundation first comes by checking the spirit, getting the okay, then formulating the plans, then checking it through. Because the worst thing in the world is to make plans and be out of alignment with your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to take the ladder down and move it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what you're going to find is you won't be out of alignment with your spirit when you have the integrity with yourself as what you know, with what you know you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a harmony that has already been established just in these last few months.
Yes.
And that is very, very good.
Good.
Not a lot of people are willing to do that, but you have been. And I congratulate you.
Well, thank you. It's where I want to be.
Good.
I want to work with children in a very unique and special way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my long-term goals because I seem to have a gift for doing that.
Well, and that is important for you to honor the gift. And of course, in honoring the gift, then there has to be an understanding of how you're going to do it.
That's what we're working on. A little story today. I was out walking my beautiful rescue collie and met somebody who also was walking a rescue puppy. And we talked, and I was talking about, she's wonderful. She stays in the yard, and except that one time, and it was funny, and I asked the kid, so do your parents ever give you that lecture? And he said, yes, too often. I said, then you got great parents. They love you.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought about it, and he said, you're absolutely right. That's the way they express love.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've got a good foothold into the direction that you want to follow. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so very much, and thank you for what you do and the very practical, down-to-earth approach. I really appreciate it.
Well, I so appreciate your compliments, and I absolutely love doing this show. I absolutely love it because it gives me an opportunity not only to share my talents, but also to bring to you and everyone else that's listening so many wonderful people that have so much good to offer in life. And it's just a delight and joy to be able to do this kind of programming.
It is a delight, and it's letting more and more people know that these gifts, you're going to be bringing them into focus, not only for yourself, but for others, and saying, I can do this. It's doable by anyone who wants to put the effort into it to do it.
That's true.
And
that is very, very true.
You know, sometimes someone will come to me and I'll say, the chosen are those who choose. Choose, and it'll come to you.
Without question, and in so many different wonderful ways.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for all that you do as well. And have fun at that wonderful fair. That sounds like fun.
Oh, it's just such a delight. I have so much fun. And one of the biggest lessons that comes from doing it for the years that I've been involved,
mm-hmm.
It makes me so grateful for everything I have. Because if you think about the way the people had to live then, oh, my goodness, they didn't have washing machines. They didn't have this, that, or the other. Let me tell you, by the time I finished 3 weekends of living in the effective of the Renaissance era, I go, they can have it. I dress up once a year for this. This is great. But I'll go back to my shower, my soap, my shampoo.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful. It was so funny. I was at a Renaissance fair here in Bristol, Wisconsin, and I was with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a headsman routine where they with the dance and song and two guys in the headsman's outfit and the whole thing. And it's called To the Block, To the Block, To the Block. Well, I was with a friend, and she went into immediate meltdown because she happened to remember a few things from France.
Don't you love it? Hon, I've got to go because we're going to break. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a delightful day and a wonderful weekend. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for just a minute. Hey, if you want to call in like Rosemary, all you need to do is give me a buzz at 877 877-625-227 or 888.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests. Her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss, book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
And telephone lines are open. This is an open mic day. Telephone number is 877-876-5227 in the U.S. if you'd like to give me a buzz and let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Before Rosemary called, I was chatting about how healthy it is to be at the beach. Well, researchers often are trying to figure out what benefits what. Why is it that certain environments are so much healthier than others? Well, the beach, during the summer especially, just does wonderful things for you. And there are a number of different reasons. There's the smell of the beach, there's the smell of the ocean air, the sun, seawater, and sand. So let me give you a little bit of the information that they have found out. Alan Hirsch, who is a doctor, said the smells of the beach, mood and memory are strongly linked to scent. And when we're conditioned to relax, when we smell the ocean and the beach, it does wonderful things. And again, the biggest thing is the stress buster. Now, the ocean air boosts your immunity. Why? Because sea air is saturated with health-promoting negative ions, which increase your ability to absorb oxygen. And that helps to prevent everything from allergies, depression, to migraines. And the oxygen around the ocean is of high quality with less toxins. And you can feel the difference when you breathe it in. If you can't get to the beach, well, you can, if you want to have more negative ions in your environment, you can find an ionizer that you can plug in somewhere in your home. And also an imitation of the scent at the beach. And they say smell of candles like coconut or body lotion. Coconut oil, people often have used that as a tanning factor. Things like this trigger those memories from our subconscious, and it's very relaxing. And, of course, we all know that scent makes a great deal of difference. That's been proven in research study after research study. And, of course, sunshine. Sunshine is marvelous. It'll improve your mood phenomenally quickly. And the brain stimulates the brain's pituitary gland, or the sun, excuse me, stimulates the brain's pituitary gland. And, as we all know, it really contributes to energy and mood. And again, like I said earlier, when you live in the far north like I do, and in the Seattle area, it's very gray and dingy so much of the time, and then when the sun comes out, nobody wants to stay around. They all want to go play. And he said, this Dr. Harper says, unfortunately, we've grown so worried about the sun that we're afraid to spend any time in it. But 10 to 15 minutes in the sun is all you need to get a full benefit. And, of course, if you can't get to the beach, all you need to do is step outside anytime there's sunshine or plan your vacations to go to places where you are going to have abundant sunshine. And during the winter months, use full-spectrum lighting if you don't have access to sunshine. Now, sand can help you to lose weight. Why? I don't know about you, but if you've ever tried to run in sand, that's an experience. Boy, does that give you a muscle workout. It is so intense. In fact, it takes a greater ability for balance when you're running in the sand, and it takes 2.7 times the energy, and you can burn a full 50% more calories effortlessly. If you can't get to the beach, try then walking on uneven surfaces like a nature trail whenever you can to burn more calories. And also seawater. There's some interesting history about seawater. In 500 BC, Hippocrates realized fishermen who soaked their injured hands in seawater had fewer infections. So he would advise his patients to soak in warm salt baths, and it was thalassotherapy, and it's still used today. And seawater helps to relieve pain, often heals skin problems, and reduces itching from insect bites. Why? Salt water is mineral dense. It's loaded with all kinds of nutrients that penetrate right through the skin. They also help to release toxins and improve everything from thyroid problems to high blood pressure. Now, if you can't get to the beach, here is something that is a real old-time favorite, and that is an Epsom salt bath at home. That's right. You put Epsom salts in your tub with warm water and then just go in for a soak. And it does wonderful, wonderful things for you physically. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Telephone number to call in to, toll free in the U.S., is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. Now, I was talking earlier about the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, and I want to encourage you to go to their website. You'll see pictures. You'll get all kinds of details. But this is the time to start planning. If you want to come in from out of state, we'd be delighted to have you. We have people come in from all over the country to attend this marvelous event. It is a 16th century village, and you can be a part of the magic, which is so awesome. This is a very interactive fair, and the children love it. I just love to watch the faces when they see the knights in shining armor. And believe me, it's spit and polished. It just gleams in the sun. So these are the first three weekends in August. The hours on those first three weekends, 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening, and gee, it's just absolutely fabulous. It is just something that the whole family can participate in. I know people that get together with their neighbors. They carpool in to Mentor Creek Ranch, which is at 10215 State Road 302 in Gig Harbor, and they just spend the whole day. Sometimes people like to buy passes for all three weekends because they get it for such a good deal, and they may want to even come for the full weekend. So, again, this is the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair. I'm going to be appearing there, and it's just a delight because I do little mini consultations, and then I have some books with me and all kinds of stuff like that. Now, if you're in business and you have a fax machine, I have a fax machine. Well, if you are like me, almost every day you are getting something through the fax machine that you have no interest in. It is how they get the number. You just wonder. You go, my goodness, this is wasting my paper. It's wasting my time. Why in the world is this happening? Well, I came across an article by David Horowitz, and I really liked his positioning on it, and I thought it was important to share with you because I know how irritating it can be to have all of these faxes. Now, apparently, in 1991, there was a Telephone Consumer Protection Act that banned transmission of unsolicited advertisements to fax machines. Well, there were a few big guys that got into doing this, and they were caught and they were forced out of business. But almost all the other junk factors simply picked up their equipment, crossed the border beyond the reach of federal laws, and they keep on doing it. Well, the Congress, apparently, according to David Horowitz, disappointed consumers and sided with the ad industry in implementing the nonsensical Junk Fax Prevention Act of 2005. Now, what it did, it actually watered down the Federal Communication Commission's 1991 regulation by permitting ads to be faxed by any company with which a consumer has an established business relationship. Believe me, I don't have relationships with any of these people I'm getting this stuff from. Now, that relationship can mean almost anything, including a phone call to inquire about business hours. Now, apparently, there's a lot of people that have tried lodging complaints with the FCC, but what they've found is that it's not been working. In fact, despite more than 100,000 junk fax violation complaints filed in the last year, the FCC issued fewer than a few hundred citations. So, you have an option. You can unplug your fax machine, but if you're like me, you can't do that. They say that might solve the problem, but if you need your fax machine, which I do for business, you don't want to do that. So they said, get in touch with your congressman so that perhaps we can get a law that really works. Well, I just think we have to realize that in this age of communication, where we have so many different factions of advertising from different parts of the world, I know you get emails like I do, from not just Nigeria, but from France, from Russia, from England, from Germany. They come in and you go, where in the world did these people come up with my address? Hit the delete button. Put it in the spam file. Don't get too uptight over it. This is just what comes with this open communication, and I don't know that you're ever going to be able to regulate it 100%. I just don't think it's going to be possible. And the more sophisticated we become, which we are, the better it is, and easier it is, for those that have that genius and know how to work with it to be able to get in touch with us via electronics. Again, 877, if you'd like to talk with me, this is Donna Sebo, 876-5227 in the U.S., or Canadians, 888-815-9756. I do want to let you know who's going to be coming up next week. We've got a marvelous lineup of people. We're going to be talking about decorating on Monday. This is the time of the year, sun's out, the windows can be open, so painting rooms, decorating, you want to give a facelift maybe to your place inside, perhaps even out. Well, Marcia Smarts is a lady that's going to help us know some special tricks of the trade, and we'll be talking with her on Monday. Then we're going to be talking with Lisa Marcus on living the blessed life, some wonderful insights that she has. And then the modern Ayurvedic, we're going to be talking about food, health, and how we can enjoy wellness and be sensible about what we need to eat. But no, sensible doesn't mean lack of taste. It means delicious, delicious food. And then we're going to be talking about crop circles, secrets in the field with Freddie Silva. This is a fascinating publication about this unique happening, which is still going on. It's been going on for years. And then on Friday of next week, we're going to be talking about acupressure. Dr. John Sherman is experienced in dealing with this, and he says you can do it yourself. So we're going to find out how we can do it. So those are the guests that we have coming up next week, and it is going to be a lot of fun. And just know you can go in and you can check on the bbsradio.com website for the guests that are listed. We're going to have our posting pretty soon for our guests that are coming up in August, and so we're so delighted that you're able to be there. And don't forget, the shows now are archived automatically. So if you miss something during the day, just know you can check in whenever it's convenient for you on bbsradio.com, and you can hear the programming that you have missed. So you don't have to, in today's wonderful world of technology, miss very much. Donna Sebo here again, 877-876-5227. If you would like to chat with me, if you're calling in from Canada, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't you go away now.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Greetings, Earth Explorers. Welcome to X-Squared Radio, where the past meets the future. Your host, Brooks Agnew, believes everything we do will eventually affect the universe. He's trying to do that on purpose each Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the BBS Radio Network. Come where the results are always positive. Explore the mysteries of the universe and of the Earth. We might go a little past your imagination, but have no fear. You'll be safely traveling with us. Keep your arms inside the vehicle, recline your chair, and look out the window as we launch. X-Squared Radio.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-8765-227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876-3222. Well, so many of you ladies want to look as lovely as possible. So we, and I include myself when I say we, go and we'll get involved with cosmetics. Well, it is something that we need to be attentive about, and we need to pay attention as to how we go about sampling products. And I wanted to share this information with you because due to the technology we have today and consumers becoming more aware of things that can affect their health in one way or another, and a lot of this is just coming about, you know, just in the last 5 to 10 years, so much of this stuff has really been coming into the forefront of news. Well, if you color your hair, if you put lotion on your legs or trying out a new lipstick before you buy it, some of these beauty practices can sometimes be harmful to your health. Now, there is a Washington, D.C.-based dermatologist, Emma Sudaram, a physician, and she said, we just need to be attentive to some things so we do not create health challenges for ourselves. Number one, you need to test makeup on your hands. They said, whatever you do, any of these sample products that they have there, do not put them on your face. For example, eyeshadow. Putting a product directly on your eyes or your mouth where viruses can enter your system increases the risk you'll get germs from the previous user. If you test the makeup on your hand, that's wonderful, and then clean it off as soon as you can. One of the things that I know I have found when I have interacted in testing skincare products is encouraging people to do exactly that, just test it on their skin. On the hand. Now, what is very interesting, and this is on the top part of the hand, that sometimes people have a sensitivity to cosmetics and or skin creams or lotions, and so when you put a little bit on the hand, then that allows you to see what kind of a reaction you're going to get. It's really quite a good thing to do. But again, washing it afterwards. Also, you need to check the labels. You want to avoid products with phthalates. Now, I'll spell that for you. P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S. I hadn't heard of this before. It is found in products like nail polish, mascara, and lotion. Now, what they're concerned about is the phosphates may cause organ damage, disrupt the immune and endocrine systems, and even cause fetal harm in pregnant women. Now, you may say, well, for heaven's sakes, you don't use that much. What can it do? How can it have this much of an effect? Think of mascara. If you use it every day, anything you put on your skin is being absorbed into the body. So this is a website that you can go to find out about the brands of products that are phosphate-free. And it is www.nottoopretty.org, www.nottoopretty.org. And if you like to use hair color, always do a preliminary skin patch on your inner forearm and leave it for 48 hours to see if it causes irritation. Now, I had heard about testing it like on the back of the neck or something like this. I'd heard of that, but I didn't think of doing it on the inner forearm and leaving it there for 48 hours to see if it'll cause irritation. They said you can become allergic to a hair color product even if you've used it for years. Why? Because your body system is always changing and dependent on hormones and all kinds of other chemical processes that are going on in the body. Something may become a negative where it had been positive for a long time. Also, if you like having your nails done, if you go to a nail salon, disinfecting solutions and heating appliances don't always completely sterilize tools. So to be sure you don't pick up a bacterial or fungal infection, bring your own equipment and talk to the people that run the nail salon. They may have some extremely high standards and have a way of sterilization that's very, very important. But that is very true. Also, if you're going to use a vitamin A-based wrinkle reducer like Retin-A or Renova, they say they're very good, they're very effective, but if you go out into the sun without sunscreen within 3 days of using them, you'll be much more susceptible to burning and perhaps being of a patterning to get skin cancer. Also, nail polish makers, by law must list phosphates on labels of products that contain them. And this is how they can be listed. DBP, dibutyl phosphate, DMP, dimethyl phosphate, DEP, diethyl phosphate, butyl ester, and plasticizer. So there are these things that you may not be familiar with, and you may not even look at it. I mean, the print on a nail polish bottle is so small, you're going to need a magnifying glass anyway. But if you find out about those companies that don't have that in that, then you're going to be okay. And remember, when you're using nail polish, that is going through the nail, that is going, the substance is going into the skin. Nails are very, very porous. So that is just something that I wanted to share with you today because I thought it's interesting information. And it's fascinating that so frequently we don't give that consideration to ourselves. But in today's world, a lot of things are changing. Why? Because we are becoming educated. And as consumers, we're starting to demand that we find out more about what works. Why is it certain things are occurring that are creating health problems that weren't even spoken of 30, 40, 50 years ago? What's changing in our environments to create this patterning? And so the more we question, the more we examine, the more we're going to find out what works and what doesn't work. And what I think is so cool is there's so many good people out there. When they find out something is a detriment, they say, let me see what else I can find that can produce positive results, the positive product we want, without causing harm. First, do no harm is a theme that I think is a very good one to adopt. This is Donna Sebo. I'm so delighted you've been able to share your time with me. It has been an open mic hour. I've enjoyed it. I hope you have too. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Summer's here. It's a lazy, easy day of summer, and you've got a wonderful weekend ahead of you. Take it easy, enjoy it, knowing that you're going to get everything done with expediency because you're going to be so rested you're not going to have it happen otherwise. Have a fabulous weekend. Be here same time, same place on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Greetings, Earth Explorers. Welcome to X-Squared Radio, where the past meets the future. Your host, Brooks Agnew, believes everything we do will eventually affect the universe. He's trying to do that on purpose each Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the BBS Radio Network. Come where the results are always positive. Explore the mysteries of the universe and of the Earth. We might go a little past your imagination, but have no fear. You'll be safely traveling with us. Keep your arms inside the vehicle, recline your chair, and look out the window as we launch. X Squared Radio.
Words can't truly describe what you see. Words can't truly describe what you hear. Yet some words can inspire you to see and hear images and sounds impossible to describe. Genuvia, language of the heart. You've never heard anything like it, but like it you will. JANUVIA.com. Available on iTunes and Amazon.
It's on BBS Radio.com.